أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله؟ ألا إن نصر الله قريب. In the previous ayats, Allah explained, when man started because of the love of this dunya, disobeying Allah and falling in all types of sin, then Allah Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and with them kitabs to guide mankind so that they can be all united on the truth, on the ibadat and the worship of Allah Ta'ala and preparation for akhirat. But when Allah sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam with their kitabs, there were those people who opposed the truth, and they always caused great difficulty and harm for the people of truth. The people of dunya, they always gave lot of trouble to the people of truth. So with regard to that, Allah says, this is that Jannat is not so easy. For Jannat, you will have to make sacrifices. And you will always find that the people of batil, of falsehood, the people of dunya will cause harm, try to cause harm to the people of truth. The people want to go on the straight path. So you should not lose heart. Make a little bit sabr here. It's very little and very easy in comparison to what you are going to get by Allah Ta'ala. Don't worry about the difficulties of this world. See what Allah Ta'ala is going to give you. So Allah encourages on that, and then for that Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ کیا تم کو یہ خیال ہے کہ جنت میں چلے جاؤ گے. What do you think? You're just going to walk into Jannah so easily. وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ حَالَكِ تُمْ پر نہیں گزرے حالات ان لوگوں جیسے جو ہو چکے تم سے پہلے. And when those conditions have still not come on you, which had passed on the people who were before you, what difficulties they went through. So Allah is explaining that so that we don't lose heart and we don't lose our sabr. We keep on being steadfast on deen, and that is the real sabr. And whatever difficulties the people cause, tolerate that and keep our eyes on akhirat and what Allah is going to give there. What were the difficulties of the people of before? Previously also Allah Ta'ala explained, yeah, Allah says, مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَالزُلْزِلُ کہ پہنچی ان کو سختی اور تکلیف اور جر جرائے گئے. The Ba'sa came to those people, all types of hard conditions. Dara, all types of harm. Zulzilu, and they were shaken to the core. So difficult, like at the time of the Battle of Ahzab, how the Sahaba were also tested. And before that, the Anbiya and the people of Iman, they were tested with very great difficulties, great hardships, and they were really shaken. The Iman was also shaken. Hatta yaqul ar-rasul walladhina amanu ma'ahu, yahan tak ke kehne lage rasul aur jo uske sath iman laaye. It's so much so that the rasul of the time, Allah's rasul, and also those people who had brought iman, when they saw those very difficult and hard conditions and how they were rooted out from their position and what difficult conditions on account of being a human being, and now they saw no way out for them, they also called out, Mata Nasrullah, kab aayegi Allah ki madad, when will the help of Allah Ta'ala come? And Allah tests a person right up to that last moment. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, all conditions were against him right up to the moment he entered the fire. Then Allah's help came. So Allah's help is definitely there, but we are too much in a hurry. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting at the Kaaba and resting against reached the Kaaba and the Sahaba complained of the difficult condition that they are having, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam sat up and said that you people are too much in a hurry. The time will come when Allah's help will come, but you people are too much in a hurry. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said then there were those Anbiya that they were put on two separate camels, and the two camels were made to go in opposite directions, and in that way their body got torn up, split into two. There were those Anbiya that a saw was put on their head, and they were sawn from the head down in two parts they were made. So these difficult, inshallah, we won't have to face such conditions. But little bit of sacrificing our eyesight, not looking at haram, coming for Fajr, not being lazy at the time of Fajr, a few small things that we should try and look after, Allah will test us also, but the reward will be immense and very great. So we are reminded of the great test the people went through before and how they had remained firm. Allah Ta'ala warns the people of Iman also that when the people before you, they were tested in jihad and how severely they were tested, but they remain firm. So don't you become weak, you remain firm also. You have got Iman, so remain firm. Ala inna nasrullahi qareeb, sun rakho, Allah ki madad qareeb hai, and know that Allah's help is near, it's there. You will be tested, you will see difficult times, and this one reason for that also is that Allah's help doesn't come from before, so that you lose hope in everyone and everything besides Allah. Even in yourself, that I can't do anything now, only Allah can help me. Allah wants that, that you turn solely and completely only to Allah Ta'ala. And as long as our gazes are on anything else, such a person will help me, these conditions, those people, I've got enough money, I've got this, I can help myself, then the test comes more heavier. But when we realize from before that only Allah can help us, Allah wants that condition to come within His bandas, that he realizes only Allah can help. So Allah Ta'ala informs us here in this ayat that such conditions will come. Of course, according to our Iman, very weak Iman, we won't be tested like that, what the Anbiya and those great people of Iman were tested like. But the test for us, according to our level, will also be there. And Allah informs us that remain firm and steadfast. Have sabr. Keep your eyes on the akhirat and what Allah Ta'ala is going to give you. And the main lesson here is don't trust and have hope in anyone or anything besides Allah Ta'ala. Not even in yourself, not in your connections, your possessions. Have trust in nothing and no one, but only in Allah Ta'ala. Allah wants that in a banda, that must come in him. May Allah guide us and bless us with that Iman and save us from trials and calamities. We are taught in the hadith, always ask afiyat and salamati. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyya wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi-d-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. We are weak, we must not ask for the strides, though there were those great people, the Sahaba, who actually asked for difficult conditions. But we are far, far from that. We ask that Allah make things smooth, comfortable for us, and give us the tawfiq to make His ibadat in comfortable conditions, and that Allah accepts that ibadat from all of us.